Hey Tiger, this podcast contains language and explicit themes. Hello and welcome. Welcome to This Body, a podcast about being in a body. How's it going out there in the hellscape? I'm your host, Sophia. The weather in LA is gloomy and cool. There's a little rain in the foothills. And it's the beginning of cozy season, or an approximation of it. First of all, let me start with gratitude, because Lord knows after that it's going to be all downhill for this episode. I was going to make this a bonus for the Patreon only, but you know what? We're all adults here, so fuck it. This is for everyone to hear. I have some complaints, but first, gratitude. I just got home from dropping off my car at the mechanics. The engine light came on yesterday. Hooray, my car is leaking gas and needs a couple of expensive repairs. So I'm going to say I'm really, really grateful that I can cover the cost of the repairs and the horrible daily rental charge from Enterprise for the Chevy Malibu now parked outside my house. I could have gone the Uber route. I probably should have, but I just can't take it. I have classes to teach in the next few days, and I'm just not into being out of control or being in the presence of some random driver who could very well murder or army or both. It's just safer to have my own overpriced giant Chevy for a while, and I just want to thank God or whatever for my credit card limit. I drove home via the weed store, and I want to thank the people of California for legalizing weed ages ago, allowing me to purchase my favorite edibles, currently Space Jam and Kiva Wedding Cake, if anyone's interested in my recs. Thank you, God, for weed. I saw at least 10 unhoused individuals on my way to and from the mechanics, and on an unsunny day in LA, seeing human beings all dirty, rummaging through trash cans is, well, it's about as depressing as sunny days, really, because the juxtaposition of a sunny day with the desperation of humanity is a punishing cognitive dissonance in and of itself. Anyway, it's bleak to be unhoused, and I'm very grateful I have a house. I'm grateful for the Trader Joe's vegan tikka masala I just put in the oven, and just grateful for all of it. I was thinking last night how quickly my quality of life could deteriorate in a natural disaster or something. Thinking of the people in North Carolina and in Florida who've had their lives completely upended recently. I recognize how temporary our conditions are. This is a podcast about being in a body, and the longer I'm in mine, the more I realize how plant-like we really are and how receptive to the energy and conditions around us we are. Emotionally speaking, I believe we're all much stronger than we think. Like, think of how strong you think you are, and then times that by about 6 or 7, and that's how strong you really are in terms of your ability to handle life's emotional blows. But physically, we're entirely beholden to our environment. And this is where it gets really depressing, because the body is so porous and the body houses our souls. Seeing unhoused people, obviously it's fucked up for them, but it is for all of society. It scars us. It makes an imprint. We know instinctively that we're vulnerable. Whether people want to acknowledge that or not is another thing entirely, but like the COVID pandemic, just because you want something to be a certain way doesn't make it so. I'm depressed. I'm depressed, you guys. You can be grateful and depressed at the same time. That's one of the emotional cocktails of life, a low ball, if you will. I was going to say it's like a speedball, but this feeling of melancholia chased with counting my blessings is not as potent as coke and heroin. that analogy is more suited to describe the emotional roller coaster of affairs of the heart. Which brings me in a clumsy kind of way to the train of thought I wanted to examine today in this episode. Ugh. I don't want to call it dating or love because it's neither of those. Okay, so brace yourself. I accept it's now customary to offer trigger warnings, so here's one. If you're disgusted by disgusting things and you're not in the mood to hear about perverse sexual proclivities abundant on the dating app Bumble, then maybe go over to Patreon, sign up for my Desert Island Jukebox episodes or my recent exploration of Lana Del Rey. Oh my gosh, you guys, if you like this show, you should join me over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thisbodypodcast and join up for Extra Body. You'll get early access to episodes, 2 bonus episodes a month, random drops here and there, and access to old seasons. And it's a little more savage over there. It's just like the free podcast, but juicier. So go to patreon.com/thisbodypodcast. That's patreon.com/thisbodypodcast and sign up for Extra Body. You'll love it. Thanks, Tiger. Yeah, so are you ready? Okay, so last week, my friend sent me a screenshot of a guy she saw on the Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? Women, if you are out there dating and you don't know about this, it's important. If you're in a major area, there's probably a subgroup for your city. I was not on Facebook, but a while ago, I made a profile at my friend's insistence just to join the LA page, and it was a weird and sad eye-opener. But a necessary evil in this day and age, like renting a car instead of taking an Uber, because it's a fucking jungle out there. Anyway, my friend sent me a shot of this guy in a diaper, and his profile was just deranged. Tom, 33, 5 feet 5, his bio. In life, we wear many hats, but my favorite is uncle. It's prepared me for my dream, becoming a dad. I've mastered fort building, Lego, and dad jokes, ready for lasting love and family. I work in pediatrics and aspire to become a pediatric oncology NP. I'm open to anyone with kids. Tom describes himself as a Christian and goes on to say, I'm ABDL and I wear diapers, good nights, etc. for fun. I don't use them. I'm obsessed with cartoons, dinosaurs, and cuddles. So I guess ABDL stands for adult baby on the down low. Look, I don't know about you, but I draw the fucking line at men in diapers who love Lego, want to work with children, are open to anyone with children, whether they shit in their goodnights or not. Adult baby is over my edge, and you know, I have the urge to add no judgment to that, but it's not true. I have major fucking judgment. Being non-judgmental is one thing, but having a total lack of discernment, that'll get you killed. So anyway, my friend, who is a mom, and I, we screamed in horror at Tom. I passed it on to another friend, also a mom, who screamed in horror at Tom too. When it comes to kink, I truly get it. I pretty much get all of them, even the worst of the worst. I understand the whys, the hows, and why acting out certain things alleviates pressure and can be healing. I also understand how someone can be what I think is the worst, trigger warning for words. I get how people are pedophiles and are into bestiality and sadism. That doesn't mean I think that's an acceptable fucking thing, or that acting out on those desires is anything other than criminal. That's the difference between judgment and discernment. Jesus Christ. In this day and age, women are expected to be unruffled by and accepting of the most disgusting shit. It's a never-ending barrage of perversity. There are no more floodgates holding anything back since the goddamn internet. And you know what's really fucked about it? Sex can be an addiction, and when you feed an addiction, it doesn't calm down and decide it wants to settle down in midlife and live a bucolic life of town and country. Mm-mm. Addiction, when fed and facilitated and enabled, gets way, way worse until you're smoking crack on a roof in Hollywood with a drug dealer and you no longer recognize yourself as a human being. I look at Bumble now and then, usually when I've been on my phone for too long, looking at TikTok. You know when you're all burnt out on social media and you look at the news or some app, but every time I look at Bumble, I feel violated. So I try not to violate myself by looking. Last night I was closing all the apps on my phone really fast. And when I closed Bumble, I saw I accidentally swiped right on whatever profile was there. Damn it. So this morning, I saw a notification that I had a new match on Bumble. Ugh, gross. I knew it was whatever rando I'd accidentally swiped yes to last night. Guess who it was, guys? Fucking guess. Of all the men and bisexual women in a 100-mile radius of me, you guessed it. It was Tom. Tom the adult baby. And you know, I just thought, fuck my life in that moment. I almost cried. My car needs fixing. It's going to cost a bomb. It's raining. I don't like that. There are just so many homeless people in LA. The election is next month. I'm just upset, okay? And now Tom, the adult baby, wants to molest my last remaining menopausal eggs. I just felt really dark in that moment. I asked myself, am I cursed? It's highly possible. I've been a bitch to people in the past, maybe recently, but honestly, I don't have any regrets in that area that I'm aware of. I've always felt really carefully considerate of who gets my pitchfork. I'm pretty sure they all deserved it, but that's not to say that someone didn't curse me and it worked. Ugh! Seems too insane to be real, and the photo my friend sent me of him in the diapers is the same one that I saw on his Bumble profile, except he'd edited it so he wasn't wearing diapers. It could be some creepy scam, who knows. If it is, that's just as disturbing because it's a meta manifestation of a very niche kink expressed in a very strange way. I mean, can we just find these things out about each other over the course of time? Mind you, it's good to lay your adult baby hands on the table immediately, I suppose, because it would be a truly ridiculous thing to discover a few months in. Oh my God. And aren't there apps for these kind of kinks? Like, what the fuck are you doing on Bumble? Go over to FetLife or that other one where people write enormous screeds about their deeply specific kinks and polycule hopes and dreams for the next Burning Man. Shit, what's it called? Field. No offense to any kinksters or whatever, but the amount of information on those profiles is excessive. Have you ever heard of the yamas and niyamas? They are the ethical statutes of yoga, 10 ethical guidelines that are foundational for living skillfully. So one of the yamas, of the yamas and niyamas, is brahmacharya, non-excess. In yogic thought, there is a moment in time, a balanced moment, when we reach the perfect limit of what we're engaged in, be it sex, food, entertainment, work, or sleep. to go over that limit is when we fall into a downward spiral of lethargy. When we notice we're in that perfect moment, that's when we should slow down, savor the taste of the food or the bliss of the enjoyment, as opposed to cramming more of it into ourselves. Why do we cram more in? It's because of this body. Our body is partial to a steady dopamine drip. And when the mind is tethered to the body, to the point of no separation, no awareness, then we can ignore the body's need for, say, a glass of water and barrel down the road of our mind's convoluted wiring, linking memories and conditioning tied up with soothing emotional disturbance, and you'll have like a Coke instead of a water. The mind does extravagant things. To become observant of the mind, its tricks and machinations, that's yoga. The body and the mind and the breath are yoked together in this lifetime. We might think that we're having the food or having the sex or having the sleep, but over time, being excessive, the vice is having us. So this is a good time to announce my next endeavor for the pod. I'm a movement teacher, a yoga instructor, and I'm going to do a series over on Patreon on the yoga journey, looking at my personal story and also exploring some of the philosophical aspects of the yoga life. And I'm going to offer some videos for a certain tier level, some yoga practices for your body. I'll do another more specific announcement soon, but if you're interested in that, subscribe to this free feed and sign up over on Patreon to receive those benefits. Babes, if you enjoy this podcast, be sure to rate, share, and subscribe. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and you can find me at Sophia Forever, the pods on IG too. Thanks, Tiger. Did you hear about the lawsuit against Kanye from a former Yeezy employee? Lauren Piscata claims Kanye drugged and R'd her at a Diddy party and that she endured lots of insane texts and violations while she worked for him. The employee says she has texts of Kanye talking about wanting to have sex with his wife's mother while the wife watches. Kanye's mother-in-law has no comment. There's so much more to that story, and of course the daily Diddy updates are still coming thick and fast. This is the sexual landscape we're living in. I hope someone who worked for Kanye during his Yeezus to Yeezy porn arc writes about it. To go from white robes and Sunday service to full service porn production, that's a journey of excess worth critique. I tend to think that people who experience intense mental illness are receiving too heavy a download from the universe, too much information for this one body to transmute into something that makes sense. I guess in order for it to be of any use, someone has to write about it. Otherwise, it's just celebrity waste. Hollywood Babylon. There's something about these big cults of personality living out these weird, chaotic, archetypal stories of our time. It's very Roman, Caligula and Kanye. The world is having its way with Kanye, and we're all living in it. I understand why we fall into excess. I saw a psychic a while ago who said, I have a very broad capacity for the behavior of others. I can walk a logical path from the conception of a problem to the way the problem grows, takes over, takes root, and then leaves its fruit all over the life of the person. Our needs and our ability to meet those needs in this world that we live in these bodies we inhabit, these needs are hard to get met under capitalism, for example. Yes, I see why someone would want to do this or that sexually, to go over taboo limits. It's often just totally fine. But understanding something and agreeing to enable the lower path, spiritually speaking, when things go over a certain line, these are two different things. Not everything should be expressed. Get a fucking therapist. Pay a professional. Lord knows Women are tired, or pop on over to Field or FetLife where they have a larger capacity for all that jazz. Tom, the adult baby, if you're listening, stay out of pediatrics, mate.